that if somehow Ishtar is brought forward and the other Baldin is not present, the Mocher is not there, the Lov is not there, and just in Torah is regarding the Lekuchos, regarding the Yarshim, so you know that we have to step up in advance certain times. Tosfos writes, in Bava Metzion, Daf Pehei Amud Beis, Ramas Chilchada, that if something is really a Milsa de los Shchiach, if it's something that typically would not occur, Tosfos writes that that's not a claim that we are going to put forward. If the Baal Din is here and he says that happened, we can't ignore it. But we're not going to put forth a claim which really is lo shchiach. For example, a Tainus Mezuyev. A Tainus Mezuyev. To say that this star was forged, right, that's a little bit beyond. After all, the Gemara Daf Gimel, you have a star, and the star is signed, K'mishenekre Edison Bebezna. So therefore, to put forth a Tainus Mezuyev, maybe is considered to be most of those sheikh, and that indeed we would not do. So what exactly does that mean? Right? The Yisomim have to go ahead and pay? No, we can simply say that maybe the loan was satisfied. Maybe the chov is parua. The chov is parua. That happens sometimes. The chov is paid. Okay. The difficulty, of course, is as follows. Is a lov and neman to say that the shtar is parua? After all, isn't that part of the edus of the shtar? If you're going to ask me what exactly is a chiddush of a shtar, I will tell you a couple of things. No, we'll have to go through details later. But number one is the shtar creates not only a shibud haguf, but a shibud nechasim. If I have a milvah b'shtar, I could be gova from others, not only to be gova from the lovev himself. Okay. Number two is we're going to see a Tosus and Avdalad Amad Aleph that, you know what, there's a whole world to a shtar. A shtar can attest to more than just simple edus. More than simple edus. So when I come forward with a shtar, the shtar is not only attesting to the fact that there was a loan, the shtar is attesting to the fact that there is a loan. The loan is current. The loan is current. Because if the loan really was paid, Shtarcha biyadim abay. Why is it that the mav is still holding on to the document? No? This document says, I owe this guy $1 million. I'm really going to pay the $1 million and let him hold on to the paperwork. Why would I do that? So part of the edus of the shtar is not only that there was a loan, but there is a loan. The loan is current. And therefore, typically speaking, if a person comes forward with a shtar and you say, this loan was satisfied, you're not really going to be believed with a taina baruah. Oh, but let's say it's a shtar that was not validated. It was a shtar which is enu mekuyim. I, the lov, will be believed to say it's a shtar mezuyev. So therefore, I'm believed to say it's parua b'migo di bayomar mezuyev. That's true when it comes to lov. I could say parua, even though it sounds very strange. How can you say parua? He's holding on to the shtar. Oh, wait, he didn't validate the shtar. So therefore, I'm neman to say parua because I could have said that this is a shtar mezuyah. All that is true when it comes to the lovev. Good. So if you validate the shtar, I'm not neman to say mezuyah, and I'm not neman to say parua. But if you didn't validate the shtar, I can say the loan was already satisfied because if I were to say that this was forged, I would be believed. Good. Now, what about when it comes to the yesomim? What about when it comes to the yesomim? So Tosus writes like an incredible, incredible split. The Yisomim would not be Neman to say it's Mezuyev, because Mezuyev is Mamash and Musav Lo Shchiach, that typically not. But we will put forth a claim on their hat that the loan was paid. The loan was paid. And what sounds so unusual about that, what do you mean the loan was paid? No? The only reason that the Lov is Neman to say Parua is because of Amigo Dibar Mezuyev. And if you're not going to believe when you say mezuyah, for we can't put forth that claim, how can you build on that claim? How can you build on the claim of mezuyah and put forth a taina of parua? But that's what our Tosu says, no? Our Tosu suggests you're not nema when it comes to mezuyah, but you know what? You have another taina. That's legitimate taina, the taina of parua. But parua is like neman b'migo de'av marzuah. How can that possibly be? And that's exactly as we saw the kasha, the Ramban, in the Mochamos, Bababasra, Daflam and Zayin, Amad Aleph, and Dapi Arif, where the Ramban writes that, what do you mean? Me'achar d'hayisod horus. Once you destroy the foundation, heich yiskayim habinyan. So how can the building stand? If the whole basis of any nemonos, when it comes to a taina of parua, is because we have to start at the foundation, and the foundation is, there's nemonos to say it's a star which is mezuyav, so without that foundation you can't build. So how in the world can we allow such a taina to be put forth on behalf of the yisom? Well, that's the Ramban's kasha. And the Ramban writes this in other cases as well. When it comes, for example, to a case of shomrim, no? A shomer can say, I don't owe you for this pikadon because I already give it back to you. Or a shomer could say, you know what? I didn't give it back to you, but I have terrible news. There was an ones gamor. That's also what the Ramban and the Balmor discuss. Hechizarti is neman bimigo dibar ones. No? I'd be believed if I say it was destroyed, so I'm believed to say that, you know what, I returned it to you. And that also is discussion in the Ramban. Can you utilize the taina of hechezarti in a case that you cannot put forth, the taina of ones? So that's where the Ramban consistently writes that, wait a second, if you're functioning with the concept of amigo, so therefore you have to start with the foundation, and you can't build on a faulty foundation. Good? I, the father, could. You're right. The father could, but you, the Yosom, cannot. Well, that's the Chiddush, then, of the Ramban. So in order to assess the Smachlokes, Tosus, the Ramban, there are two moving parts. One is the world of Migo. How does Migo work? The other is, how does Taninan work? No, these are two moving parts, two variables, no? One is, what is the crux of Migo? And the other is, okay, now we fully understand Migo, but wait a second. Now, no one's putting forth any claim here. We're putting forth a claim on behalf of others. So both have to be assessed, and then we have to see, is there any relationship between them? So this is the starting point. Now, how exactly do we understand the world of Migo? Believe me, when I offer Taina A, because I could have said Taina B. Typically speaking, you know what, Taina A is a somewhat weaker taina. But you know what? Believe me, when I put forth a weaker taina, because I could have put forth a much stronger taina. You lent me $1,000, and you say pay back, and I say, you know what? Nischayafti lach kenegdan. $1,000, it was a wash, because you owe me $1,000. So now we're free. That's not as clear of a taina as I simply say, it never happened. Lo haya dvaram eolam. Lo haya dvaram eolam. Alovik can be neman to say nischayavti kenegdan, because he could have said it didn't happen at all. Well, so sometimes you believe you put forth a less likely claim, because potentially you could have put forth a much, much stronger claim. And somehow that leads to certain credibility. That leads to nemanus. But how exactly does that work? So let's start simply with the opening Mishnah of Metzian, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us the following, a classic case of Shneim Ochsin Betalis. Two people come before Beis Din, each one is Machzik, each one indeed is holding. You're going to say Kula Shali. The Mishnah tells us, you know what the halach is, Yachloku, we're going to divide it. Yachloku Bishu. Okay, Shvud Rabbanan. But you know what, Yachloku, we're going to split. Okay. What happens if you say it was entirely yours, and my response is not, it's entirely mine. You said kulishali, but my response is chetzishali. Part of it, I agree we found it together. I'm not saying it's all mine. You're claiming it's all yours, and I say half. Oh, so the principle of the Mishnah is yachloku. Yachloku very simply as follows. Half of it is not being contested. Even I agree, half is yours. So half is yours. We're contesting the balance. So split the balance. So therefore, you're going to get 3/4, and I'm going to get 1/4. The psak of Yachloku is going to be a split of 3/4 versus 1/4. Well, so Tosus, Babensid of Bezamel, Damasco Bezet, is bothered by the following. Don't I have amigo? To say, look, when I tell you half is mine, I'm really telling you the truth. because I could have put forth a much more powerful claim. If I was lying, you know what I would say? I would say kulishali. I would say it's entirely mine, and I would get a half. So you're going to question my integrity, my honesty, when I say half is mine. If I was lying, why in the world would I say half is mine? And therefore, believe when I say half is mine, the migo di barakula shali. That's Tosus' discussion. Tosus' discussion. So, now you line up the Shitas Rishonim. How do you answer this question? Why is the psak of the opening mission above Metziah 3/4 and 1/4? Why not say that, you know what, the one who claimed half should be believed b'migo, and now split it equally. Split it equally. Oh, so Tosus writes, Yesod, we discussed this last week, no? Migo lahotzi lormina. Migo lahotzi lormina. Migo is okay. Migo is somewhat compelling. But you can't be motzi mamon miyan hamuchsa based on amigo. I go ahead and I tell you that the shirt that you're wearing is mine and I have amigo that supports me. Okay, but that's not haraya. Hamotzi olav haraya means olav the havyedim. Rashi gittin daf memches. No? So good you have amigo. Amigo is helpful. But amigo is not enough, just like a rov is not enough, a chazaka is not enough, simonim is not enough, an erechot is not enough. Amigo is not enough, lehotzi mamon miyad hamuchsah. So I'll tell you a dual chiddush of this Tosus. One is the klal, and one is the prat. The klal, which is the chiddush of Tosus, is migo lehotzi lo arminan. Amigo cannot be used, motzi min hamuchsah. That's good, okay. But I'll tell you the prat, the application is a chiddush. Who says this is lehotzi? Who says this is lahotzi? If you're wearing your shirt, and I say, your shirt is mine, and I have amigo to support me, that's amigo lahotzi. This is a case of shnayim ochsin betalis. Shnayim ochsin betalis. Why is that even called amigo lahotzi? Okay, so that's also a chiddush kosus. This is called amigo lahotzi. Why exactly is that true? Because the previous Tosus, above Metzidah Bezimov, Dermasov Yachloku, says something incredible. This is an important phrase because this is going to be critical for us. Anan Sahadeh. Because we the Bez Nasi, we weigh in. Anan Sahadeh. Demai de Tafis Haididehu. Umai de Tafis Haididehu. Wow, wow. Anan Sahadeh. What does that mean? Tosus says the Chiddush. Look, half of it's out of the picture because no one's contesting half. What about the remaining half? The remaining half, we see that each person is the muhsak. The remaining half is muhsak l'shnehem b'shava. So if I claim anything more than my quarter, that's called amigo lahotzi. I'm being motzi mamin ad muhsak. Who muhsak? What muhsak? Because the reality is that what we see is that two people are being machzik. And Anan Sahadeh, we attest to the fact that Mata Tavis Haididehu, Mata Tavis Haididehu. So realize there's a dual Chiddush of Tosus. Number one is the klal, Migo Lahotzi Lo Arminan. But number two is this is called Migo Lahotzi. The Shita Kovetzes, for example, disagrees with Tosus and writes, why do you call this a Migo Lahotzi? If you're wearing the shirt and this is your home and I say the home is mine, that's called the Migo Lahotzi. But if it's Shnayim Olsen Betalis where we don't know exactly what the ownership is, why is that called the Hotzi? Why is that called the Motzi Mamon Miyad Hamuchsah? So realize that there are chidushim in this Tosus. Even if you'll agree to the klal of Amigo Lahotzi Lo Arminan, but who says you're going to agree to the prat? Okay, so how do you answer Tosus' discussion? So therefore, believe me when I say half, because I could have said it is all mine. Ooh, so take a look at the Nemukei Yosef, Aleph Amud Aleph and Daf Bei Harif, the very, very beginning of Bava Metziah. Mukhi Yosef writes to Masvel Zen Otel, the following is so pretty important. Migo is only when you have Tanos Shkulos. You know, two equal Tainos, two equally comfortable Tainos. Let's assume, for example, that one Taina, okay, I can easily render. The other Taina is such a chutzpah. It's such a chutzpah. Mamish ha'aza, no? That's what the Mukes calls amigo da ha'aza. And amigo da ha'aza lo armina. Amigo da ha'aza lo armina. That's the chiddush of the Mukes Yosef. So, for example, let's look at this case, Shnei Mosin Vitalis. What happened exactly? I claim it's all mine. I say, you know what, there was a lost object. And I went and I seized it. And all of a sudden you kind of show up and you took it from me. So for me to say, what do you mean we were both there? We both saw the lost object. We both went over and picked it up. Okay. That's a somewhat comfortable time. For me to say that what you're saying is absolutely, you weren't even there. I took it. You weren't even there. Or I grabbed it entirely. And you came later and seized it from me. You know, that's a much more bold statement. You know, to say we did it together, we did it simultaneously, okay, I acknowledge that you were there. To say that this is a fabrication, I took it exclusively. In other words, it's a much more bold taina to say kulishali than it is to say chetzishali. So you're going to tell me when I say chetzishali, believe me, because I could have easily said, what easily said? Not easily said. That would have been a much more bold statement. That would probably infuriate the Baal Din. And therefore, what do you mean that, believe me when I say A, because I could have said B, when B is a little bit beyond, to say a case of Kula Shali, that's the Chiddush of Nemukei Yosef. Where did the Nemukei Yosef get this cloud from? This is a very important cloud. Migo Daha'aza Lo Amrina. You have to be able to say to Bezen, I could easily say A, I could easily say B, so therefore, believe me. But a Bezen will say, that wouldn't have been so easy. You know, that would have created an incredible pushback. And that's not called a Migo. Where in the world did this come from? If Migo is Neman, you're Neman. And if you're not, you're not. What difference does the comfort level make? So you know what the answer is? The next daf in Bava Metzia, daf Gimel Amarela. Here the Gemara asks a straightforward kasha and gives a straightforward answer, but a great Kiddush, a little bit unclear. What is the Shakl Vatari of the Gemara? When you chayiv shvud araisa, so okay, several cases: shvul sashomim, eid echad, modeh miktzas, gilgul shvua. Modeh miktzas is a classic example where you chayiv shvud araisa. You say that I owe you $100, and I respond and say 50. I restate 50. I have to make a shvud araisa. All of a sudden, Rabbah raises the following question, the bottom of Daf Gimel Aleph. Mipnei ma amra Torah moda b'mitza satani yishav. Why does the Torah say that moda b'mitza should be chay b'shvod araisa? Why does the Torah insist, ki huzeh, that moda b'mitza has to make a shvod araisa? What exactly is the kasha of the Gemara? Why does the Torah insist? The Torah insists. What, there's a difficulty with this. Like, what's the competing factor? What's the kash of the Gemara? Mipnei ma amra Torah moda miksa tani yishava. You know what? Because when I admit I'm lending legitimacy to his claim, and all of a sudden his claim became a taina chashuva, because I admit that he did lend me the money. Or we're arguing about the detail. So the Torah says, look, if you admit that his taina is a legitimate one, you admit money is owed, right? But you make a shvua. Like, what's bothering Rabbah? So Rashi and Tosus understand the Gemara differently. Rashi writes, like the very last lines in Avgumar Aleph, what do you mean that, why don't we consider to this to be a case of Meshiv Aved? Meshiv Aved. You came forward and you said that I owe you $100. You have no raya, you don't have two aidim, you don't have a single aid, you don't have any raya whatsoever, you don't have a shtar, you have nothing. Why not be satisfied with anything that I say? Say thank you, that I admitted I owe you a dime. And all of a sudden you're saying, oh, once I'm oda miktsas, I have to make a shvud araisa. So Rashi is bothered. Why is it that oda miktsas is chayev a shvua? And Rashi says, and lochoshu kameshiv aveda, kameshiv aveda. So you know what the Gemara answers to that kasha? It's like Rashi is like time of dekra. Why does the Torah insist that Moda Miktas makes a shua? We should pat the guy in the back and thank him for admitting to something. You know what the answer to the Gemara is? Is Einan Ameis Panav Ibnei Balchovo. Einan Ameis Panav Ibnei Balchovo. You know what? It's not so easy to say to a guy, get lost. Not so easy to say to the guy, get lost. Why isn't it so easy to say to the guy, get lost? because Rashi assumes, also very great Kiddush, because this guy bailed you out. This guy did you a great favor. This guy did you a great favor. You were down and out. You needed thousands of dollars, and he lent you the thousands of dollars. So you expect to be pat on the back because you admitted that you owe him something? You owe him something. This is mamash meshiv aveda. And meshiv aveda, realize the one who's returning the object is helping the one who lost the object. Here, he's the one who helped you. So this is not called meshiv aveda whatsoever because mamish, the malva, asalotova, asalot. Realize the great chiddush of Rashi. That the reason we assume this is true is modav amitzas. It is because asalotova, because he did you a very, very great favor. You know why this is such a great Kiddush? This isn't really the shir for now, but you know why this is such a great Kiddush? Because that's true in a case of halva. No? That's true in a case of halva, where the malva did me a really great, great favor. A great favor. What would the case be in Shomrin? In Shomrin, you're going on your trip to Florida, and you asked me to wash your objects. I'm going to do you a favor and wash your objects. And all of a sudden, you say, where are they? And I say, you didn't give me 10 objects, you gave me 5 objects. What's the lach of moda mixus when it comes to shomrim? All of a sudden, the table turns. Now that the shomrim, me, I'm doing you a favor. You're going on a trip someplace, and I agreed to wash your objects. So guess what? You know what Rashi Shita is? There's no halach of moda mixus when it comes to a shvus shomrim. And if a shomer would be kofar akol, he'd be chayv shvu daraisa. There's no requirement of moda mitzvahs when it comes to shomrim. Because if the whole svari is that, what do you mean, asalotova? That's true when it comes to a malv and a lov. That's not when it comes to a shomer and a bala pikado, no? Now, you know what's so difficult with this? Where is the pasuk of ki hu zeh found? That's a problem, no? Parshas Mishpatim, in the Parshas HaShomrim. That's where the Pasuk is in Moda Mikzas. The Pasuk is in the Parsha of Shomrim. So realize how astounding it is to say that there's no halacha of Moda Mikzas to Shomrim. It only applies to a case of the Parsha of Hava. The halacha of Moda Mikzas is not found in the Parsha of Himkeset HaVazalmi. It's found in the Parsha of HaShomrim. That's like incredible, incredible, no? So Tosus can't agree with this whole construct of Rashi. No, something to think about. What is Rashi Shita? So Tosus learns everything differently. The Kash is different, the Teres is different, and an Emes Panav is different. Everything is different according to Tosus. So Tosus writes, the bottom Tosus, Bamatzita Pimam and Aleph. Let's start this way. Rab is bothered. How in the world is it that Moda Mitzvah is Chayav Shvu Daraisa? What's so difficult? Why in the world should Modav Amitzas be Potter? What's the kash? What's bothering Rambam? Oh. So this is the Chiddush of Rambam. How can it be? It's not like why? Ah, Akasha, Hayitochen. How can it be? How can it be that the Torah says Modav Amitzas is Chayiv Ashvur? I should be believed when I admit to have demigo di by kofra ko. I could have lied and said, I don't owe you a penny. I should be neman al yidei migo. I should be neman al yidei migo. Arsugya. Those is getting the face. How is it possible for Moda Mikzas to be Chayav Shvua? Why don't you believe me? Because if I was lying, I could have said, I never met you before. So therefore, how could I be Chayav Shvua Daraisa? That's the kasha according to Tosfos. Ashri Potter, Demigo, Diboy, Amar, Kol, Farako. What's the answer to the Gemara? Ein an Omeis Panav Nebo Chavu. That's a migo da'aza. Ooh, the Mukhe Yosef. That's a migo da'aza. Let's say you lent me the money, and I'm a little embarrassed because I don't have enough cash to pay you back. So it's one thing to handle with you regarding the number, you know? You didn't lend me 10,000, you lent me 8,000. Okay. For me to say, I never met you before. Zero? Zero? What do you mean? That's a haza. That's exactly the teretz of the Gemara. Ein adam meis panav b'nei b'cholo. Ein adam meis panav b'nei b'cholo. In other words, this is not a mukiyosif. This is a Gemara. Migo da haza lo arminan. We're done. Migo da haza lo arminan. That's Tosos. And Tosos even goes a step further and writes the following. That ein adam meis panav b'nei b'cholo has nothing at all to do with doing me a favor and being a good guy. You know what the principle of Ein Adam Meis Panav B'Chovo is? A person is not going to lie in the face of someone who knows he's not telling the truth. That's what Tosa says. Ein Adam Meis Panav B'Chovo means that you're not going to lie when you can be called on that lie. You're not going to lie through your teeth when a guy is standing there and he says, come on, you know that's absolutely not true. You know that's absolutely not true. Ein adam meis panav bifnei mi shiyodei ha'emes. That's what Tosa says. That's what Tosa says. So I know I lent you $10,000. And you're going to go ahead and say that zero, zero. That's mamisha ha'azah. And ein adam meis panav bifnei bal chovo. I lent you 10. You're going to say zero, zero. That's the klal of Ein Meis Panav B'Fnei Bal Chovo. So Tosfos writes an unbelievable chiddush now, no? How would that translate then to Shomrim? How would that translate to Shomrim against Rashi? Oh, the same when it comes to Shomrim, no? Nothing to do with who's doing whom a favor. But you know what? I say, where's my pikkud? And you go ahead and say, you never gave me the pikkud. You never gave me the pikkud. We can assume Ein Adam Meis Panav B'Fnei Bal Chovo. And there's some legitimacy to your claim he never gave me the pikkud. Because I'm not going to lie in the face of someone who knows that I'm lying. But you know what? I ask you, where is my pikkud? And you're a showman. You can respond in different ways, no? What can the showman say? One response is, Lahadam. Lahadam. You never gave me a pikkudah. You never gave me a pikkudah. I can respond differently. And I can say, you know what? You gave me the pikkudah, but guess what? Something terrible happened. An ones gamor. An ones gamor. A shomer can exempt himself by saying, you never gave me the pikkudah. Or a shomer can exempt himself by saying, of course you gave me the pikkudah, but there was an ones gamor. Tosa says there's a world of difference in these two cases, no? Because when I say you never gave me the pikkudah, you know that I'm lying. That's in an amazement from Bokovo. When I say that, oh, terrible news, an onus occurred, I know, you have no clue. You were in Florida. You don't know whether an onus happened or not. So Tosa writes a fascinating, fascinating split. In Shomrim, it depends. In Shomrim, it depends. If the Shomer will say that you never gave me the pikkudah, then I'm going to apply the principle of Ein Adam Meis Panav B'Chovo. If the Shomer is going to respond with a taina hapoteres, an onus happened, or in a case of a Shomer Chinam, Gneva Vaveda, then you can't say Ein Adam Meis Panav B'Chovo, because the owner has no idea as to whether the onus occurred, and I know he has no idea. He was thousands of miles away. Wow. So you know what? Tosus Ashit is, it's pretty unbelievable. That if I say Lahadam, you never gave me the pikkudah, that's kofar akol and ampate. If I say an onus occurred, and I don't owe you a penny, I have to make a shuas hashomrim daraisa. You got that? It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's Tosus. Against Rashi Shita entirely. That's like unbelievable, no? So the way Tosfos just simply reads the Gemara is that you should have been Neman al yedei Migo. That's step one. The answer is that Migo is not going to get you very far if it's a chutzpah, if it's a ha'aza. And the ha'aza is that a person knows that you're absolutely, absolutely lying. And therefore, in an amazed by Ibn Abba. So according to Tosfos, B'Metzia Daf Gimel, this cloud of Mukiyosef, and Amigo Da'aza Lo Arminan, is not in Mukhe Yosef. It's a Gemara, no? That's exactly the kasha and the teretz of a Gemara, that amigo de ha'aza lo amina. Amigo de ha'aza lo amina. Well, that's something that's pretty striking. Okay. You know what the difficulty is? You know what a difficulty is? And this, right, is a kasha that the Ran raises. I ask you to take a look at a Gemara in Baba Basra and Dav Lamedva. The Gemara just simply tells the following story. Hanhu Izi, there were goats. Da Achlu Chulsha Ben Arda. There were goats. And you know what? These goats came into my property and they ate my crops. They ate my crops. So guess what? That Tafsinhu. Tafsinhu. So you know, I seized your goats. I seized your goats. That caused $1,000 of damage. So you know what? I seized these few goats that were there. And Havi Katan Tuv, the Gemara says. And I took you to Beis Din. You know what? You owe me $1,000. You ruined my crop. So what's the story? Oh, Abu Dishmo says the following. You ready? Fascinating psalm. Yachal Liton Ad Kidei Demeyan. Yachal Liton Ad Kidei Demeyan. You know what? You're believed, the owner of the field. You're believed, but there's a cap. You know what the cap is? The value of the goats. The value of the goats. Those couple of goats that went into the field, they're worth $500. But they did a lot of damage, no? They ate $1,000 of the crop. So that was the psak of Avod Shmuel. You can recoup $500. You can recoup $500, the value of the goats. Why in the world? You ready for this? Because Iboy Amar. Because you could have said, Lekuchos hein biyadi. These goats are mine. These goats are, what do you mean these goats are mine? That I branded these goats. It says they're, no, you sold them to me. You sold me these goats. Unbelieve kidei demehen, because amigo, no, I could have said that the goats are mine. So you're believed corresponding to the value of the goats. You're believed according to the value of the goats. Wow. Believe me when I say that, you know what, you wreaked havoc and destroyed my crop. Because if I really was lying, I would have said, these goats are mine. These goats are mine. Yeah, you sold them to me. You sold them to me. Well, so you know who's so bothered by this? You know who's so bothered by this? Isn't this an unbelievable case of amigo de haza? Amigo de haza? No. Isn't this amigo de haza? That's the Ran's kasha. The Ran in Shuas Chaf Gimel Amar Aleph Nadab Beharif. That's the Ran's kasha. Isn't this mamish amigo de haza? You know, to say your animal strolled into my field and ate my crops, and vaharaya, here I'm holding your animals. You see they got loose. That's pretty reasonable. To say that you sold me your animals, like that sounds a little bit beyond, no? You sold me your animals. Isn't that an incredible case of amigo de haza? Amigo de haza? Wow. So how does all this work? Tosu says, it's a Gemara, amigo de haaza lo aminan. Now, what do you mean? The Gemara's case is, mamish amigo de haaza. And Avodah Shmuel was perfectly, perfectly comfortable with that. Perfectly comfortable with that. So, like, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? Isn't Baba Basra da Flamed Vav mamish a case of amigo de haaza? Believe me when I say the crops, because I could have said something that is really, really beyond, you know? That, So, how does that work? You know who's bothered by this kasha? Yeah, I mentioned the Ran. Tosus elsewhere is bothered by this kasha. That's good, no? Because Tosus assumes amigo de haaza lo aminan. So Tosus is bothered by this kasha. Isn't that mamish a chutzpah? To say you sold me these goats. I never sold you these goats. These are my favorite goats. I never would have done such a thing, no? To say that it entered your property and ate the crops, okay, that could happen. That could happen. So Tosus writes elsewhere. This is a Tosus in Baba Basra and Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Dermasful Devarim. You know what Tosus there writes? We're talking about a case, but you see what's bothering Tosus. So Tosa says you have to, you know, tweak the case a little bit. We're talking about a case where I came forward and said that your animals ate my crops. And guess what? How did you respond, owner of animals? Absolutely, positively not. You're absolutely lying. You're absolutely lying. No? I saw your crops were destroyed last night. And my animals just walked into your field right now. In other words, Tosa says you have to add that the Baal HaBehema, the Baal HaYizim, is contesting the original claim. See, he's saying, I know you're lying. I know you're lying. Oh, so Tosus writes, that's not a migo de ha'aza. It's not that one is a comfortable claim. In the middle of the night, your animals broke in and I have no clue. I have no, like the Shomer case, I have no clue. I'm telling you what you're saying is absolutely false. So therefore, it's not that one claim is comfortable and one claim is an absolute chutzpah. Tosus writes that both tainus that are being rendered are being blatantly contradicted by the Baal HaBehema. In which case, it's a typical migo. It's not a migo d'haza. You see why Tosus has to add that in. Because if it would be simple, that one claim that the animal ate my field, you couldn't contest. And the other claim that you sold me the animals is beyond, we wouldn't call that a migo, because that's considered to be a migo d'haza. Wow, that's Tosus. That's pretty fascinating, no? And the Ran disagrees. That Ran in Shulis, Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and Dapi Arif, asks exactly this question. After all, we have a principle, in an ames meifnei balchovo, and that means, b'metzia daf gimel, that we don't allow amigo de ha'aza, and yet, Amish the Ran lays the whole thing out for you. B'vavasr daf lamikov, you have a migo d'haza. How does all of this work? How does all this work? So the Ran just adds two words. Wow, and that's it. The Ran adds two words. A migo d'haza. Lo Amrina. Good. You know what two words that? Ready? Ooh. Migo d'haza lo Arminan. La'afture mishur. You can't use amigo to exempt yourself from a shvu daraisa. You can't use amigo da ha'aza to exempt yourself from a shvu daraisa. That's the chiddush that the Ran points out. In other words, migo works. Migo's good. But you know, Tosa said amigo's not good to hotzi. What about amigo da ha'aza? Amigo da ha'aza can work, but it's not going to exempt you from a shvu daraisa. Oh, so good. So in the case of the izim, no? Basra flamed vav. There's no shvu daraisa. There's no shvu. Didn't tell her who was it. So amigo da ha'aza works. Amigo da ha'aza works. But b'metzidah gimel was the question of the Gemara. How is it possible that mode of a mitzvah is chayiv a shvuah daraisa? What's the answer? In an amaze panav, amigo da ha'aza is insufficient to exempt you from a shvuah daraisa. That's the klal according to the Ran. That's really unbelievable, no? Amigo da ha'aza I'm okay with, but amigo da ha'aza I'm not okay with to exempt you from a shvuah daraisa. So if you have a case where there is no shvuah daraisa, I just come forward and I say your animals destroy my crops. So you can believe, da'o yidei migo. And it's amigo da'aza? Okay, it's amigo da'aza. But b'metzidah gimel, businesses make a shvuah daraisa. And you want to argue, no, exempt me from the shvuah daraisa because I have amigo. Amigo da'aza is insufficient, lav turim yishvu. That's another cloud. That, why in the world? How exactly does that work? Amigo d'haza is meaningful, but amigo d'haza is not meaningful. Lafturi mishvua. How exactly does this work? So here, something critically important. Now, how exactly does migo work? What exactly is the lumbus? Believe me when I say A, because I could have said, because I could have said. So this is, I wanted you to see, Rabbi Chanan Kobet Shurim Chelet Beisim and Gimel. Rabbi Chanan writes that, you know, he thinks there are two fundamentally different ways of understanding the concept of me. One answer really is as follows. That, you know what? That Migo is based on, ooh, those words we just saw in Tosus, and Bav Metzia Daf Beis Amud Aleph, on a concept of Anan Sahad. Anan Sahad means the following. You know what? Beis Din, when they go ahead and assess a case, you know, they have to do the best that they can to sort out the absolute truth. You know? What does the Torah tell us? V'darashta, v'chakarta, no? V'hine, emes, nachon, hadavar, no? Dram yud gimel, no? You know what? You come before Beis Din, their job is to do whatever they can to be convinced that this is the case, that this is the situation. Sometimes we can use the principle of Anan Sahadeh. It is obvious to us that. That's a concept of Anan Sahadeh. That's like found in many examples in Shas, where I have a right to say that, you know what, that it's compelling. The argument is absolutely compelling. We mentioned last week the Tosus and Kedushin Daf Mem Tesamad Beis, no? No? Tosus quotes a Gemara of Abasar Daf Kuflamad Beis, you know, a couple that didn't think they had any children. No? And they started giving away their assets only to find out, incredible, no, the child's alive. Tosus says, what, you're going to say Dvarim Shabalevin and Dvarim? Meaning what, every gift they gave, they really should have, mamish said, I'm only giving you the gift because we lost our child. Had we not lost our child, I wouldn't have given you the gift. Is that a fair expectation? That sounds so cruel, no? So Tosu says, we don't say Dvarm Shabbat Einan Dvarim Imamish Anan Sahadeh, no? We can attest to the fact. For us, it's self-evident that had the circumstance been known to them, they would not have done so. That's compelling. That's not called Dvarm Shabbalev. That's called Dvarim Shebelev Kol Adam. No, that's an Umdna Demuchach. Or the phrase that Tosfos said in Bav Metzia, that Beis Amud Aleph that we just saw. When a person comes to Beis Din and he's the Machzik, he's holding on to a Chayfetz. You know what the assumption is? Mad de Tafes Dideyu. That's like Anan Sahadeh. And we're going to turn to the Toveh and say, you have to prove the fact that this is yours. Because when a guy comes and he's wearing the garment, we assume it's his garment. You want to argue differently? It was mine and he borrowed it. The burden of proof is on you. Tosus uses the words, mamish, anan sahadeh. Tosus says in Bav Metzia Daf Lamed Amud Beis, there's certain details of hefker. How are you mafkir something? You know what? So, maybe hefker requires dibur. You have to say I'm being mafkir something. No? Maybe hefker requires that it has to be done in the presence of others. You have to say it b'fnei shlosha. That there's certain details of hefker. No? So Tosus is bothered. What if you have a case where it's obvious? It's obvious that a person is being mafkir something. Tosus says we can assume Anan Sahadeh, that it's hefker, because it's obvious that it's hefker. What would an example of that be? I'll give you a couple. We mentioned last week, no? Ooh, that Tosus Pesachim Daf Dalma Beis, no? Bittul Chametz is Chal Belev. And Tosus says Bittul is Chal Midin Hefker. The Rabban says, your mafker is something Belev. Hefker does not chal belev. Hefker requires dibur. Hefker has to be done b'fnei shlosha. You know what Tosus writes about Metzia Daf Lamed Beis? If it's obvious, if it's self-evident that the person is detaching himself from something, guess what? Anan Sahade. That's like Dorm Shabalev Kaladam. So guess what? Erev Pesach is approached. And if you don't get rid of this chametz, you know what? That you're going to violate the Siddharis of Rabbi Matzai. And I see what you're doing. It's not that you don't care. You're searching. Yeah, you put out 10 pieces last night. No, and you made a bracha and everything. No, like, whoa. So Tosa says, isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious that you want to relinquish any ownership of this? The whole past 12 hours, you've been on a search and destroy mission. No, so that's Chal B'Lev. How is that Chal B'Lev? Anan Sa'ade. Tosa says this according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, Shvises Kelim is Asur on Shabbos. Wow. So if I have Kelim that are working on Shabbos, you know what Tosa says? Unbelievable. Anan Sahade Shehifkir. I can assume you are Mafkirit. Because if you weren't Mafkir this clean, it's working on Shabbos, that's a Lav Daraisa according to Beis Shammai. Now, you're a from Jew. And you know what? That you had something going, and we know you're careful about this, we can presume that you're Mafkir the Chayfetz. Well, that's what Tosus writes. That's like heavy stuff, no? That you can apply a principle of Anan Sahade when something is obvious. When something is obvious. That's the Chiddush we mentioned last week, that the Mukei Yosef and Yevamos, Chav Ches and Dape Harif, where if there's an aid that says a man was killed, and the circumstances all point to that, even though we know Gittin Dabez that Ein Davar Sheber Apachos Mishnayim, there are times that we are going to allow this married woman to remarry based on something short of two Eidim. An Eid Echad. How in the world does that work? The Mukei Yosef writes two words. No. Anan Sahade. Anan Sahade. The evidence is so compelling. You know, there's an aide that says he was killed. And the guy hasn't returned. And the guy hasn't communicated. And you know, everything's pointing that direction. Sometimes we're going to invoke Anan Sahade to say, you know what, this is an almana. As opposed to assuming, you know what, her husband is someplace, somewhere, and the aide is lying, and you know, we're going to apply a principle of Anan Sahade. Even in a case that's pretty unbelievable. Even in a case where two aidim are required. Wow. So maybe this is one explanation of Migo. Migo means that the claim is so cogent, it's so reasonable, it's so powerful. Benson has a right to say, I'm convinced. And therefore, they can act. It meets the threshold, right? Of emes, nachon. You know? How does the Torah describe Eidus? The beginning of Chumash Vayikra? V'hu Eid? You're an Eid. Ora, you saw Oyada. Ora, Oyada. You know what that means? You know what Eidus is? You see or you know. You see or you know. That's like a fascinating concept. Sometimes you can call something Eidus because you know, even though you didn't necessarily see. You can have Eidus which is Re'iyah, you can have Eidus which is Yediyah. It's interesting. Now, when do we assume that indeed that's true? Indeed that's true. You know, the first Tshuvas Maimonides in the Rambam, in the end of Ishus, let's say there's an act of Bia, Kedushe Bia. Or Rachman Litzlan, Gili Arayos. What do the Edom actually see? They mamish see, but graphically, granularly, they see a Maisabia. No, the Gemara writes, you know, they see circumstance that what they saw was compelling. Circumstance is compelling. For Ede Bia, you don't require Ria Mamish. But even short of that, that's considered to be enough. That's considered enough, no? The first Tshuvas Maimonides, pretty compelling. What about Kedushe Kesed? What about Kedushe Kesed? Well, can you also assume the same thing? Or do you not assume that that's true? Believe it or not, like this happens, you know? You're at a chuppah. The chassan's there, the kala's there, everything's great. Now, the chassan says, Areit Mekadeshesli, you know, the Edom are standing right there. You know, mamish happens, no? The Edom are standing right there. He takes the ring, puts it on the finger of the kala. Guess what? this silly photographer, no? He leans in. The photographer leans in, no? He obstructed the view of Edom. Edom heard the harayat. They saw this. They see that. But they didn't see this. They didn't see this. That split second, they did not see. Now, if you ask the aide, did the chassan put the ring on the finger of the kalah? He'll tell you, I can swear to it that it happened. Did you see the chassan put their finger? I'll admit to you, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. No? There was an obstruction. There was an obstructed view. Sometimes it happens. Now the chukah can get sometimes a little crowded, no? And they really don't want the Edom in the picture, no? Even though the Edom are the Edom, no? You don't need the Chassan Kal in the picture. Get the Edom in the picture, no? Seeing the, Siris HaTavas. No, they want the Chassan in the Kal. No? Okay. Shubas Maimon writes, it's not a Kedushin. He writes, it's not a Kedushin. For Kedushay Bia, Yediyah. For Kedushay Kesef, he thinks the Torah insists on Riyah. Like, Ad Kedekah, do it again. Do it again, no? If you can't be made that this happened, you can't just simply say, well, what do you mean? What's the other possibility? The chassan dropped it, and the kala just picked it up. The chassan changed his mind. He said no, and the kala grabbed it. I can certainly tell you that didn't happen. Everything happened in a split second. No, but like, it's fascinating. When do you apply the principle of anansan? But for a taina in Bezdin, so, anansade. If you can honestly say to the Bezdin, I'm lying. If I was lying, I could have just simply said this. And I didn't say such a thing. I could have put forth a taina alimtin. I put forth a taina reya. You really are questioning my credibility. Maybe the answer is, Bezdin walks away and say, you know, that's a smart guy. You know, what he said is true. We're convinced that he's telling the truth. Well, we're the ones, so to speak, with Migo. Bezdin, who weigh in? Who weigh in? See, if that really is true, you understand already why Amigo de Ha'aza is so relevant. You know what? Oh, Bezin turns back and says to you, you know what? No, that's not true. You know what? It's much easier for you as a shomer to say an onus happened, as opposed to saying you never gave me a pikadon. You never gave a pikadon. The owner of the pikadon is going to start screaming and fighting back at you. To say an onus happened, you know what? The owner of the object might be annoyed. But he's not going to blatantly call you a liar. In terms of anan sahade, you have to consider, is this a ha-chutzpah? Is this a ha-aza? No, is it an equal taina? Is it not an equal taina? What's the other possibility? What's the other possibility? So here Rabbi Chanan writes, you know what? The other possibility is something that he calls nemanus. Nemanus. You know what nemanus means? That there's certain times the Torah says you're believed. There's certain times the Torah says you're believed. We're going to see, like, in the next shiurim, no, getting up days my days. You know, Edom are believed when it comes to mamon, Edom are believed when it comes to davar shebe'erva, when it comes to yisurim, and Ein Echad is neman. The Torah says that there's certain times that you're believed. There are certain times that you're believed. In this scenario, you, the nitva, are believed. So when I say, believe me when I say A, because I could have said B, you know what I'm saying to Bezdin? Not that I'm pleading with you to trust me and invoke Anan Sahade. You know what I'm telling you? That the Torah gives me the credibility that I am believed. The Torah says I'm believed. The Torah says that I'm Neman. So, you know what? A Shomer comes forward and says, the Torah says that I'm Neman. The Nitva comes forward and says, the Torah says that I'm Neman. So if I am Neman, what right do you have to say, I'm only Neman if I said A, and I'm not Neman if I said B? The Torah says, for example, when it comes to kashrus, in Ein Echad is nami surin. The Torah says when it comes to trumas and maestros, in Ein Echad is nami surin. So I am Neman. I'm Neman to say A, I'm Neman to say B, and therefore, the Torah empowers me. The Torah empowers me midin Nemanos. Midin Nemanos. So for example, whatever the case is, a guy says, without any proof, that I owe him $100. The Torah says that I am Neman to say no. I'm Neman to say lo hayat ramiyo. I, the Nitva Neman. The guy didn't prove his case. He didn't bring any Edim. He just said that you owe money. And the Torah says that I, the Nitva, am Neman to say, get lost, get lost. So if I'm Neman to say, get lost, I don't owe you a penny. So why should I be Neman to say, I owe you 50 cents on the dollar? I owe you 75 cents on the dollar? Or this happened and this happened. The Torah says that I am believed. I'm not trying to convince Bezdin of anything. I'm pulling rank, no? The Torah believes me. The Torah grants me Nemanos. Why would I argue that the Nemanos of the Torah is only if I say A and not say B? I'm like the same guy, no? So that was the Kasha of the Gemara. Now let's say, Bava Metzia Daf Gimel. If I were to say, I don't owe you a penny, the Torah says I'm believed. I'm the Nitva. So if I say, I owe you 50 cents on the dollar, all of a sudden I'm not believed. I'm not believed. Why in the world should I not be believed? I could have said, I don't owe you a penny, and the Torah says I'm believed. The Nemanos should extend to even the case of 50 cents on the dollar. So why am I chayev shvud araisa? If the Torah says that I'm Neman, that's the kasha of the Gemara, no? Tosus. That you should believe in me, go. Dibayamar. Not that I'm trying to convince the Bezdin of anything. I'm just simply telling you, isn't that the Shuras Hadin? If the Torah says I'm believed, you know, I'm believed. Wow. So Rabbi Chanan writes, these two possibilities are two deis in their own in Kedushna and Dav Chav Zayin Oriz. Let's just lay out the question, and then tomorrow we'll see the two answers of the Ram. There's a Mishnah and Daf Samach Daled. This Mishnah is critically important for Gittin Daf Beis, because the Mishnah says the following: Samach Daled. The Mishnah says the following: that a father comes forward, and a father says, "Kidashti es biti. I married off my young daughter." A father has the right to do so. As biti nasati la'ish hazeh. I married off my young daughter. As biti nasati la'ish hazeh. The father is Naaman. What happens if the father comes forward and says the following? That kidashti es biti. And he also says in begirashtiha, you know, I married her off, you know, she was five, you know. They gave it to Rebbe Shach, now she's six, and it's not working. So, okay, so I accepted a get. No? The get. Kidashtia gerashtia. The father's Neman. The father's Neman. Why in the world is the father Neman? Wait, getting that base. Ain't davar shabachos mishnayim. No? You need to aid him. You know what the answer is? You know why the father is Neman? Because it's biyado. It's biyado. Biyado lakadsha. Biyado lagarsha. There's Nemanus, which is called Biyado. That's a Mishnah, no? Kedushin of Samach Daled. If something is under your control, you're Neman. You're Neman. So father is Neman as long as his daughter is a young girl. If, for example, the girl is an older girl, and the father all of a sudden says, now, you know what I did 5 years ago? I married off his akta. He's not Neman. Because at this point in time, it's not Biyado Lakadsha. It's not Biyado Lakadsha. But if he says it was a ketana and she is still a ketana, that's biyado. If all of a sudden she's a gdol and all of a sudden he says, I did this 5 years ago, it's not biyado. That's the manas of biyado. You know what? That's the secret. Did you see Beis on Beis yet? Maybe not. No, but that's the secret to Tosus' kasha against Rashi. No? How do you know eid echad neman bisun? Rashi says, because you're neman for shchita, you're neman for chumas and maestros. No? What does Tosus scream? All those cases are biyado. All those cases are biyado. You can do shchita. You can be mafir shchumas and maizos. You can remove the gid anasha, nikor hagid. How can you prove anything about isurim from biyado? Because if something is biyado, ooh, kedushin samach daled. That even works when it comes to gid and kedushin. No? So how can you say that Nermanos of Eirech Hanem Be'isurin is based on something which is Be'adam? So Tosus is going to have to find a case where it's Isurin that's not Be'adam. Not Be'adam. Oh, that's what Tosus does. A Safra La. Nida Zava. Because you're going to quote Rashi's cases. Rashi's cases are Be'ado. That's not Eirech Hanem Be'isurin. Be'ado works when it comes to Davar Shebe'erva, no? That's a powerful kasha. No, we'll have to see what the answer to that is, no? But that's the Mishnah. So a father is neman to say that, you know what? I married off this daughter. A father is neman to say, she's divorced. Be'ado l'garsha. Be'ado l'kadsha. Good, 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 good. As a result of being divorced, she's asur l'kohen. But the father's neman. The father can say she's a pnuya, she's an ishish, she's a grusha, she's a asur l'kohen. The father's neman. Then the Mishnah continues and gives you a case which is not biyada, not biyada. A person comes forward and says the following, you know what? Nishbeis upidisiha. Nishbeis upidisiha. A father comes forward and says, you know, something tragic happened. My young daughter was taken captive, but you know what? I ransomed her. You know what the problem is? If she really was taken captive, so she's Asur L'Kohen. Because if she's taken captive, you have to be concerned that Nivala L'Pasala. Nivala Pasala. She was attacked. And if she is attacked by a non-Jew, she's Asur L'Kohen. She's Asur L'Kohen. So father comes forward and says, this girl is Asur L'Kohen because Nishbeis Upidisiha. You know what we say to the father? Get lost. You're not Neman. You're not Neman. Why in the world should you be Neman? You're Neman for Kedushin and Gerushin is because it's Biyado. But Nishbeis Upidisiha is not something which is Biyado. Great. So that's the stunning kasha of the Ran. Wait a second. Believe him when he says Nishbeis Upidisiha B'migo di bayamar kidashtiu gerashtiha. If he were to say marriage, divorce, she'd be asur l'kohen. So believe when he says that she's asur l'kohen because nishbeis b'disiha, not because there's any nemanus of nishbeis b'disiha, but if his real intent was that she'd be asur l'kohen, you know what? She's going out with someone, right? This 8-year-old who I really don't want. And he's a kohen. So you're going to accuse me, what? I'm making up this whole story of Nishbeis she's Asur L'Kohen. I could simply say, Kidashtiha, who gave Rashtiha? She'd be Asur L'Kohen, no? That's the Ran's kash. I understand why in Kedushin is Biyado, and I understand why Nishbeis is not Biyado, but why not believe in the time of Nishbeis because B'migo de B'yamar Kidashtiha? That's the kash of the Ran. Take a look if you haven't yet, no? Kedushin, Chavzayin, Beis, Na'af, Yiriv. The Ran has two terutzim to this kasha. Rabbi Chanan writes, these two terutzim to the kasha are huge, are huge. These are two fundamentally different ways of understanding the concept of Mikam. The concept of Mikam. And Rabbi Chanan is going to write, you know what? That's the machlokus, and getting that base, Tosos Lama. Whether you can put forth a Migo in a case of Yisomim, where you can't put forth the base kind of Mezuyah. But is there a concept? Is there a concept of... Okay, so that's a short comment.
Yeah. Oh.